Good morning. We continue our daily Mishnayos. This morning we are starting with Perek Gimel. We are in Brachos, chapter 3, Perek Gimel. I just wanted to clarify one thing from yesterday in Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet. You mentioned the halacha that if somebody, umanim, who are on the top of a tree or on top of a structure that they're building, they're not chayv to go down to recite Kriyas Shema. And I wasn't clear about the reasoning. The reasoning is because, as opposed to tefillah, which is very long, a person has to have kavanah throughout the whole tefillah. Kriya Shema mi'ikar adin, strictly speaking, a person only, it is only ma'akev. The kavana is only necessary in the first pasuk. While a person should have kavana throughout the entire Kriya Shema, the first pasuk is the only part of Shema Yisrael, is the only part where it's necessary, it's obligatory, that a person has to have kavana in that pasuk. Therefore, we assume a person can get the attention, he can pay attention for that one line, even while he's on top of a tree. Yeah, that's true. But when it comes to tefillah, they would have to come down. So they'd have to fit it into their work schedule to find time to do their tefillah. You'll have to work it out with your boss. Right, but ultimately they have a chiyuv to recite Kriya Shema. They wouldn't be able to be pater from Kriya Shema. That since they, if they would be able to recite Kriya Shema properly, they'd be able to do it. And that's why since we assume it's possible for them to have kavanah for that one pasuk, we allow them to stay up there. Okay, we continue now with Mishnah Aleph and Perek Gimel. Misha meisu mutu lefanav patur mikriyas shema u'minat tefillah u'minat tefillin. So this, it means Misha meisu mutu lefanav, someone has a relative who passed away, rachmanu l'tzlan, and the relative was not yet buried, and he has the status called onan. He is not chayv in mitzvahs. The Mishnah lists three mitzvahs, kriyas shema, tefillin, and tefillah, davening, tefillin, and kriyashma, although the halacha is true with all mitzvahs, and onan is part of all mitzvahs, these three were spoken out because they have all malchus shemayim, they have the kabbalas all malchus shemayim in there, and therefore it's a larger chiddush that they're part of from that as well. No se amita, those who are carrying the mita of the mace, of the deceased, v'chilufayim, v'chilufayim, so they would switch off. People wanted to have the covet of carrying the mita of the mace, so they would have a chain where they would pass the mitzvah along. So all those people, since they are osik in a mitzvah, and including ashlefnei mitzvah, ashlacha mitzvah, those who are preceding the mitzvah and those who are following it, they're all pater in kriyas shema, as long as as long as they are necessary components to this levaya, to escorting the mace, as long as they are necessary components to the process, they are considered osik b'mitzvah, and they are potter from reciting Kriya Shema at that time. If the mita, the mace, does not need their assistance, chayavin, then they would be chayav to recite Kriya Shema because they would not be considered osik b'mitzvah, it's not necessary for them to be there. Elav elu paturim in a tefillah, they are both potter from tefillah. Right. So the exact number, I can't tell you.
Is the number, do you think, somewhere?
I'm not going to start resetting with it. I don't know. Well, the way I understand it is, there are certain people who are involved in the process of carrying the mita, and then there are people who are just following behind it. So those who are just following behind it, they can stop for a minute to recite Kriya Shema. Again, what we're talking about is having kavana for the first pasuk. That would, that's not so. But he's going to have to go back to the front. He can't. He's not just sitting on the side. When he passes it off to the next one, he has to move to the front. Then he has to be ready to get it. He can't stop. All right. Kavru es hameis. Once they buried the mace, v'chazru. Now they're coming back to sit shiva. Imichalun lahask v'ligmar ad shlo yagiru l'shur yaschilu. So depending on where, after the kavura, after they bury a mace, this is the process called the shura, where the mace walks between two lines. And they say amakim menachim. So now we do it in the cemetery right away, so it wouldn't be that much time. But assuming they wouldn't do it right there after the kavura, so if there was enough time for those who were involved in the kavura to go recite Kriya Shema before they had to get into the shura, they should use that time to recite Kriya Shema. If there isn't enough time, Vimlav lo yaskilu, should not even start reciting Kriya Shema. So again, cover with the mace for chazru. Once they've buried the mace and they're coming back now, mechalom lahaschiv a ligmor actually agil shura yaskilu, if they can start and finish before they get to the line where they're going to line up to be menachem avol, they should start and finish. But if we can't assume that there's enough time to start and finish before they will have to go to the shura, lo yaskilu, should not even start. Those who are standing in the line, so I guess it depends how many people are there, but if, assuming that it was a large levaya, so if there are a lot of people lining up, only those who are in the front line, keneged the avelim, only those people are the ones who are patur from Kriya Shema. Anyone behind can say Kriya Shema at that time. Nashim v'avadim u'ketanim, Mishnah Gimel. Nashim v'avadim u'ketanim peturim. Women, servants, referring to Avadim Kenanim, who have accepted upon themselves mitzvahs, they have a bris milah, so they're chayv and mitzvahs ki'isha, they have the same obligations of mitzvahs like a woman, and therefore they have the same status, and therefore nashim v'avadim b'ketanim, children who are under the age of bar mitzvah, are potter from reciting Kriya Shema, umina tefillin, and from wearing tefillin. However, chayav v'tefillah, u'mezuzah, u'merkes hamazon. So they don't have to recite Kriya Shema as a mitzvah aseh shehazman grama, since it's only relevant b'shach b'chav kumecha, where you're getting up and going to sleep, which is dependent on the time of the day. So therefore, it's mitzvah aseh shehazman grama. The time determines when you're going to be chayiv to do it. Therefore, women are not chayiv. Same thing is true with regard to avadim. The katana are pater because they are not yachiv in mitzvahs. However, they're chayiv in tefillah. The reason why they're chayiv in tefillah is because tefillah is something which is nevodah shebalev. It's something which a person needs to do to mivakish rachamim. It is a time for a person to beseech Hashem with his tefillahs. Everyone is chayiv in that. The mezuzah. So mezuzah is also a chiddush because we would think that it has the same halachas Talmud Torah. Since it's similar to Talmud Torah, nevertheless, the Mishnah says they are chayav and mezuzah and berachas hamazon. They're chayav and berachas hamazon. It's not clear if they're chayav and berachas hamazon midoraisa or midrabanan. Nevertheless, they are chayav. Baal Keri, Mishnah Dalet. We're talking about someone who was a Baal Keri. Shechvas Zera came out of him. So now, just as in terms of introductions, the Mishnah starts off with the halacha that a Baal Keri is aser to learn, as long as he has not purified himself. We don't paskin like this in the strict letter of the law. There are those who are very makbid on this. They are makbid on what's called a Tfilas Ezra, that they'll make sure to be tovel all the time for Tfilas Ezra. However, the Gemara explains that it was a gzerish ein rovet tzibi yichol lamed, but most people weren't able to hold by this, I don't know if it's a gezerah, but by this halacha, and therefore it never became the strict halacha. The Mishnah is nevertheless referring to that opinion. But Al-Kari, who is not allowed to learn Torah, mehar her belibo veinu mevarech. He just thinks the words of Kriya Shema. In other words, he'll just skim the words and think of it in his mind. Veinu mevarech, he does not make a bracha. Lo lifanea v'lo l'achra. He should not make a bracha beforehand or afterwards. Ba'al hamazon, on food, mevarech la'achrav, he has to make the bracha afterwards, because that's midoraisa. Ve'en mevarech lefanav, he does not make the bracha before, because that's midrabanan. Again, this din, that Baal Keri cannot make a bracha, and he cannot learn, is only midrabanan, so he can't uproot a doraisa. So therefore, he would have to make berakas hamazon. Rabbi Yehuda omer mevarech lefanav, achrem, Yehuda disagrees with this opinion, and that is the halacha that indeed we passed in like, and we're mevatel this tevila. In other words, again, I don't want to make light of it. I'm not making light of the tevila of Tevilas Ezra, that people are noeg to be tovel as frequently as they are noeg. Nevertheless, it is no longer a chiyuv to be tovel before a person davens, before a person, and before a person learns after he saw Keri. Mishnah Hey. Haya omed betfila, a person was in the middle of davening. Vinizkar shu Baal Keri. He remembered, oh gosh, I'm a Baal Keri, I shouldn't be davening now. So the lo yafsik. So even in that opinion that he wouldn't daven as long as he's a Baal Keri, lo yafsik, he should not stop in the middle of his tefila. El yekatzer, he should make it more brief. What that means is, say he's in the middle of Shmon Esrei. So he remembers the middle of Atachoni that he's a Baal Keri. And he thinks, you know, I shouldn't be davening now. So he shouldn't just stop right there and then go to the mikveh and come back. Rather, he should say, the beginning and end of every bracha without all the details in the middle. For example, say Atachon Ladam Das Mlamed Lenu Shpina Baruch Atah Hashem Chonen Adas. The same thing with all the rest of the bracha. He'll say the beginning of the bracha and the end of the bracha without the middle. So he'll be mekatzer. He'll make his tefillah more brief, but he should not stop in the middle. Yarad Litbo. Now, let's say a person went into the mikvah to be tovel, and he realizes it's getting late, and he wants to be mekayim the mitzvah of reciting Kriyas Shema before Hanan Tzachama. So now he's thinking, if I'm going to wait until I get out of the mikvah and get dressed, it's going to take too long. I'm going to miss nates. So the Mishnah says, "Im yachol la'alos uliskasos likros ashlo Hanan Tzachama." If he has time to get out of the mikvah before Hanan Tzachama, yala viyaskasa viyikra. Let him get up, cover himself properly, and say Kriyas Shema. Vim lav, if he does not have enough time to get out of the mikvah and get himself dressed and recite Kriyas Shema before Hanan Tzachama, yiskas b'mayim v'yikra, he should just go under the water and he should recite Kriyas Shema there. Now, the Bartanura points out that we can't be talking about where there is clear water. You know, nowadays when a person goes to the mikvah, we have, you know, we're kind of spoiled that the mikvahs are so clean. But then the mikvahs, even if they were clean, they weren't necessarily clear. So a person who goes under the water, as long as the water is not clear, he can recite Kriyas Shema in such a state.
You're under the water. How do you say Kriyas?
His face. He'll go up to his neck. Be up to his neck. Avalo yiskas, the Mishnah writes, Vim lav, he doesn't have enough time. Yiskas v'mayim v'yikri, should cover himself in water and recite Kriyas Shema. Avalo yiskas lo b'mayim haroim v'lo b'mayim mishra. So although we don't want the water to be clear, we don't want it to be very dirty water. Or may mishra. May mishra was water they used to soak flax and it had a terrible stench. So that's inappropriate to recite Kriyas Shema under such circumstances. Ad sheyatol tochan mayim, until he can indeed recite Kriyas Shema in these waters, but he has to first dilute it. Now that we know that a person can't recite Kriyas Shema when there's dirty water around or may mishra around, this water that was used to soak the flax, how much? Mishnah asks, kama yarchik mehem uminatzoa. How far does a person have to distance himself from unclean water? Or from excrement, Mishnah says, Arba Amos, 4 Amos, which is approximately 7 or 8 feet. Zav Shara Karia, someone who has a Tumas Zav. So he is already Tameh with Tumas Zav, and then he sees Karia on top of that. The Nida Shapalta Shekha Hazara, a Nida, a woman who became a Nida. And while she was a Nida, she was Pola Shekha Hazara. In other words, she had a relation before she became a Nida, and then the Zara came out of her. While she was a Nida, the halacha, or Mishameshes Ras Anida, someone who was Mishamesh, and there was Zara there, and then she became Anida, Tzrich and Tevila, they have to go to the mikvah, Rabbi Yehuda Poter, Rabbi Yehuda, which is consistent with the earlier opinion we mentioned earlier, says she does not, or none of these people need to go to the mikvah because of the carry, in disagreement with the first opinion that old Mishnayos were going with, that when a person sees carry, he would have to go to the mikvah before he recites Kriyas Shema.